Vayigash Elov Yehuda. The minig in Shmonesre, we do three steps before we go to Shmonesre. The Rekeach brings down, the Mokra to Rekeach. You make three steps before you start Shmonesre. Zog the Rekeach, what is the Mokra? Because it says, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. It says by Avram, Vayigash Avram, Vayispalel, Vayigash Eliyahu. Can I get three Vayigash? So we do three steps. So Rav Shteyman is Masbir. Three Vayigash, three steps. What are the Shaychas? It says, what's the Vayigash Elov Yehuda? He was there. The last parasha. Vayovo Yehuda, Pasuk Pagd, Mem Dalet, Pasuk Yudalet. Vayovo Yehuda, Vayichov Beisa Yosef, Voidenu Shom. Vayiblu lefon of Arzos. What is Vayigash Elov Yehuda? The Torah says, sometimes you want to show, like, you know, you come in the end, I'm coming closer. Same thing Avraham Avinu. He made a pe'ula that shows nenter, closer. Elio, he made a pe'ula to show closer. When we don't go davening, Kodesh Baruch Hu is all over the world. Kvaydam ala oilom. Aber, vayigash. Now, there's a medrash, but let's remember I'll start with the Oreb. Had an Oreb in the end of the last parsha, the parsha Smikets. Why Taki Yehuda, Be'etzem, why Yosef, he put the money by everyone? And the Gavriya, he put by Binyamin. So when they open the packages, and they find the Gavriya, they start to yell on Binyamin. Binyamin had to tell him, and who put the money? The same person put the Gavriya. What do you want from me? But you also have things that you didn't put inside. No, this is a present from Hashem, yeah? So, I got a double present. Lemaise, the whole thing looks very modern. And Be'etzem, it's a big kasha, Be'etzem, what Yosef meant here. When Yosef is telling everyone, no, Hashem puts back in your packages, right? They tell you, no, it came back. No, I didn't do it. If Hashem puts things in our bags, you know how it's called, as a monster, something here goes and puts in our packages. When you open the packages, there's things that everyone agrees, we say we didn't put it, you said you didn't put it. Someone puts it, the Becher is missed. That's somebody that last time took your money and put it in our bags, and we bought it back, and you said no, someone else put it in. That person this time just gave also the Gavir, also the Becher. Yosef's shtickle thing is very ugishlok. So if he wanted to take all of them, so I'm not talking about this Be'etzem. I saw someone told me Shabbos Pshat. I'm not masculine. But the person had to learn. He said that this Be'etzem with Yosef bin Yamin, the Achim Motayim, that all of us have to be avodim. Yeah, and then they say no, we want to leave. What is going on here? They want to be avodim, all of them. And if not, we want to go up to our father. They told Yosef, if we get Navim, put all of us here. But if you don't believe that we got nothing, it means someone else put the money, so Binyamin also is not a Ganav. You can't say all of us are not Ganavim and Binyamin is a Ganav. All of us have things in a package that we didn't put. Now what is your answer? No, I don't know, it's not for me, I don't know, it came here. If things could come in, you know, the famous Maisa, the person, you know, what came to his friend, he wanted to borrow a fork. After a week, he gave it back with two. It was born. Okay, then after a week he borrowed some spoons, 10 spoons, he gave back 20. Was born. Then he came and he asked to borrow the menorah. He gave back 2. Was born. I said, one day Yana made a big simcha, he asked for spoons and forks and everything. Because Yana gave him the whole house, you know, by Yana mitz. He came out the other day, what happened? He doesn't give him back, he waits a week, and he'll give back nothing. Tells what happened to everything. They died. Tell me, hey. He said, no, spoons don't die. He said, spoons also don't give birth. If you believe me when they gave birth, believe me that they died. Yeah? So, Be'etzem, this is what Barabbas said, and it's Gishmak Ibshat. That this would be Yosef, all says, Kulonu Lecho Avodim. And Yosef says, no, only a Gaviyah Biyado. Only the person has the Becher I wanted to be a Eved. Everyone else could go. And then everyone starts to fight with Yosef. So, this is Barabbas wanted to say Ibshat. Oh, laser. So now. We're waiting for you, Moshe. Yeah? So those are the shayla. So yeah, I think for Balabas it's very shame. So it's Pshat Balabas, give him a 10. Yeah? But I was thinking of this Pshat. No, there's a Bikubi Amar. But what like Yosef did it? So I'm not Nazar. I mean, Yosef made something that looks like. And he says all the night, no, it's my Kodesh Baruch. I mean, it's wrong. It looks, B'derech HaTeva, it looks that. I'm asking a shtag in Kashi, you came a bit late, but what is the pshat? Pshat of Balabas, all that stuff. That Yosef puts in the package of everyone money, right? And he puts by Binyamin the Gaviyah, the Becher. Right. And then he runs after and tells Binyamin, you're a Ganav, you have to be a slave. All the Achim answered, this is the pshat of Balabas. I don't understand. Who put the money by all of us? If you think that some things, mystery are happening here, and Hashem sends us presents, to Binyamin he sent two presents. He sent him also the Becher. And if you don't believe us, all of us are slaves. This was the Achim's time when they all wanted to be slaves. They sent him Manushach. If you believe that the money came anyways, so what do you want from Binyamin? The Torah says, you think you're Ganovim? So all of us are Ganovim. This was his pshat. I think all this. The casual was why Yosef did it. He looks very full. Every last time he made his answer, he already put money the first time in. When they have a proof that they're not Ganovim, the money comes in, and they went back to Yosef, and Yosef told him, no, I didn't put it in. Hashem puts presents in your packages. Nope. So now, next time when he comes, that's his Chazal bring down that the Achim started to hit Binyamin. Yeah, what's he did to us? Why are you stoned? And Binyamin made a shvur that he's not a Ganov. So they left him. Yosef was scared that the Achim will tell it to Binyamin, you're a Ganev, and they will kill him. The Noach Nerag Gneva, he already had experience. They will kill Binyamin. Then they'll say, Torah, Torah. They will let Binyamin to go back. So Yosef prepared that Binyamin will have what to answer to them. Binyamin told them, we know from where the money came back. The guy put it in. So he put the Becher. When you saw what happened last time. Yeah, he's a claim that it's not me, I don't know from where it came. Yeah? But they knew. Yaakov Avinu told him it's not a Moifus. Yeah? Give it back to the person. So Yosef prepared Be'etzem that Binyamin has upshlug. Binyamin tells the Achim, Hatzachayim. It's a vision of, and this is the reason the Achim was so pushed. You know, when they went to Yosef, Lizgel Aleinu, you know, you're starting up with us, they wanted to make a fight with Yosef. Why do you want to fight with Yosef? Yosef al picha shem mishpat, he's right. You're a Ganev. Yankim Avinu told Lavan, if you find someone that has something by you, we'll kill him. This is the halacha. So in the beginning, that this would, so I'm asking, if all of them would be above him, say that. But the minute that he wants only Yosef, only Binyamin, so they knew that Yosef is doing a masla. And this is the reason they were ready for war. But Yosef prepared that Binyamin klapid Achim. They for sure believed Binyamin that he didn't do it. I mean, Binyamin said, Chabaraya, the money also came by me, but the money I didn't steal. Someone opened my baggage. That person put it back. There's no Aya. So Yosef doesn't have to accept this answer. The man Yosef wants to take him. But Yosef appeared that Chas V'Sholem will not be a matzah for a minute that the Achim will really be Choshes Binyamin. So Be'etzem Yosef made a fun of this Ganze Maise. This Ganze Maise looks ain't bluff.
The second time, why didn't they check before they left?
Well, they checked. They didn't think that he's going to put money for that.
The first time he put money.
Yeah, but he let him to leave it. So why was the check?
But they came back to return it.
And he said, you could leave it. Hashem gave you the present. Why do you have to check again? And after that, Yosef looks to the Becher, he starts by the older one, and every place he sees the money. Every place is a shlok to the Kaddish Tikkun Teir. It's a Ganav, the first guy says, oh no, I did not, Hashem gave you. The Becher, you're a Ganav. Now, I think, by me it's a pillar. Oh, the whole Shabbos I was thinking about it. I think that such a vault had to be learned in every cheder. And every chabur that learns good pshat. Yeah? No, it's an aleph beis. It's the alabez of all. So I went down to shul. So this I was doing myself the whole Shabbos. And I meet this brother boss and he tells me, I have a Givaldi Kipshat. And he says his pshat, but only pshat in the pasuk. I'm saying, he said he was mechavan to the same vote this week. This brother boss, just not with the whole Shigul Teir, just the pshat is, why the Achim said, we also will be as slaves. Because this is what they meant. I mean, Malafshach. If we Ganovim, all of us Ganovim. And if not, Binyamin is not a God. But the Medrash said that they told him, Benimusim Shalonu Kosu Vim Ein Loi Benimkar Begnivosa. And our Torah says that if he doesn't have, he has to be sold. He has to be a slave. But if he has, he could pay and leave. So what do you want from Binyamin? We will pay cash, pay double, kefil, and we'll leave. We don't have to be slaves for a slave. So the Rebbe answers, so what if this is what it says in your Torah? He stole from me. So Mamshad, the Rebbe says, that they told him, so why you don't want to kill him? If Ben Noyach is Nehrak, the Talmud says, you're telling us because we're Yidden, you want to go to feed the Torah. Yeah, we believe that you want Binyamin. Yeah, you want to stay with Binyamin. You want Binyamin to work for you. But as the Alochas, you have to kill him. If you want to go to feed our religion, if our religion, we could pay off. But the Eliyankiv says, they told him, what is the Pshat in our Torah in Samad Mazach? If he doesn't have, he's a slave. And if he has, he just gives money. Not fear. A guy has a bit of money, could steal. The most of the chaf, he pays back. And if he's so poor, so then he stays a slave. So the Eliyakim says, Be'etzem Hashem wanted every Ganav to be a slave. And the Talmud says, who wants a slave that is a Ganav? Yeah? Yeah, there's a neighbor here now, he's here this week, yeah? Who wants Ganavim? Call the police, it's a Ganav Meister. Yeah? You want slave, you want workers that are Ganavim? But it tells us, if the guy stole because he doesn't have what to eat, so then if you'll be a slave, kitoiv lo yimoch, you'll have, there's no problem. If he has any, anyway steals, there's the illness, yeah? This work no one wants. So maybe he told him to understand. Binyamin has money. If you really believe that he's a ganev, why you want him to work for you? The Talmud says, there you have a reason. You put your eyes on Binyamin. It's your plan. You know that he's not a ganev. You tricked it. So you want him as a good slave. He's a kosher person. But if you would really believe that he went to your table and took the becher, what, you wanted to work by you? And so nothing, the crown will disappear in there. This is what it told him. Bini Muslim shalanu kasuv im elay benim kabig nevosay. Our Torah gave us Musa. Our Torah explained to us it's not worth to take a slave that steals when he has money. The Talmud says, we know that this is your reason. Yedabon avdecho dobo beoizne adoini ve'al yichar apcho beavdecho ki chomoicho kefari. So, what is ki chomoicho kefari? So, Rashi says, choshuv otah be'enai kemelech. Umedroisho soifoi lilkois betzoraz kmo yishelokos zkeini. Ma'par geizu ven mekayem afato. Ki chomoicho, I will kill you, I will kill Pari. Everything is good. But the shot of the first shot, what he meant to say, I want to speak to you, and you know, by me you like power. What? This is Chachomim. Chachomim tries to say, it's a pshat. So I saw about the pshat of Piskerov. Piskerov says, he told him, I'm asking you to free Binyamin. You're telling me about his rules. Right, but the king has a right to give chanina. The reason I'm here and I'm not going to power to ask, you say, okay, he's a slave, go to power, you know, go to the top office. You know, he's a gun and this is the lawyer, he's in jail. But you want him free? So this, you know, top court where you go. I'm actually with the melech, you also have a kech to give chanina. Now, the question is, Be'etzim, Zamad Nezach. First they said, all of us are masking to be slaves. And he said, no, I want only Binyamin. So Yudah says, Chomoicho Kefari. Are you giving him? Or you take me instead? Or I'm planning to destroy the whole Mitzrayim. He started to bang. We'll live in Chazal. Shaila, what is going? The beginning he tells him, all of us could be slaves. And what will be then? Yankiv will wait. But he doesn't know, you can go back. I only want Binyamin. A whole war starts. So you're going to see this. Okay, so we said one pshat. That if you, the balabos is ma'alch, yeah? If you take all of us, so the kids, you believe that we're gonna have it, we have the ma'alch. But the minute that you're not doing it, so the pshat, you have cheshbonis. On the way of the medrash, we are shluchim, Rashi says, if one ganav, you have to take all of us. And the Siva says, look, and plus in Perek Mem Dalet. Perek Pasuk Tzayin. Vayema Yudu Manoima Ladoini Manedavu Manedstadek Hoeloiki Mosre Savona Vodecho. Yeah, we did Averis. We know the Chetah we did. There's the reason we were Meichel Yosef to Avadim. Mida Keneged Mida, we have to be slaves. We make Kabel the punishment. You want to take only Binyamin? Binyamin is the only one that didn't sell. So it's not Milchama will fight. When he wanted to take them for slaves, they said, Mida Keneged Mida. It's exactly what we did to Yosef. So it makes sense. Forget we Kablu Yadidim, that's our Yamalhus. Kablu Yadidim was the same thing. It was Xeran 10. They went to us, Kishonati Mahir Apagrim, Ishlu Shamadim, Kibazatem it fossi. We know. He says, 1 second. You want us to go back, you want Binyamin to stay? You're wrong. So Yehuda says, if you want me instead, I'm not fighting. Because I'm the one that is in charge. I was the one, my bet's like now you sahinu. You have one more option. You want to switch me? So this is the reason, really, you're trying to free everyone. That I will be instead? It makes sense. I will not fight. I will be a slave. But if you want only Binyamin, so then I know for killed. It's an issue to us to show how much we care for our brother. So we will fight for our brother. This is what going to see us. This was the switch. So if everyone, they came back, they were masking.
So why Gamma Shinim
No, so the beginning of, so you have to say, well, when the klal is nenash, the yochid is also nenash. That's nishkentayna. But the minute that he wanted only him, so then they said it doesn't make sense. Go a little bit weiter. Memhei pasuk gimel. Vayema Yosef elechov ani Yosef haoyr avichai velo yochlu echov lana is Yosef ki nivalu mipolov. Chazal say, "Vleyochal Yosef liisapek pasuk alef, chal nitzovim olav. Vleyochal lisbol shimitzrayim nitzovim olav, shimon sheyochal misbayshim. Vayikro etziu kol ish maolai, vleyo omad ish ite bisvada Yosef elecho. Vayema Yosef elecho, vani Yosef aoyd avichai." ולהיוכלו איכוב לנו יש איזה כניב לנו מפה חזר עשה אוי לנו מיהי מדין אוי לנו מיהי מדריכי חוד ובסלי גילו יש פשעת he told him like this you're right you had tainus on me to sell me I have tainus now on Binyamin he's a ganef what are you telling me you're right but what was the last pasuk למד אלף ויהיו כי אין הנער ומייס וירידו עבדכו עשב עשב עבדכו עבינו בי הגוין שאלו. You're right, Abel, was me the tate. What happened when you sold me? You didn't think about your father? What happened then? It says a person will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem will tell him, where you were Chanukah? He says, I was tired. So why Mesibas Chanukah and only Kuzitz? You could have stood late by night and sing. How you had koyach to that? To run from one place to the other place? Hashem will answer a person, Oy lanu miyoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy matichecho. The person will say, I don't have a koyach. It's hard for me. So you will tell him, but to get up for the trip, you need to get up 7 o'clock in the morning. Night Seder, when there's a mesivah somewhere, you know exactly to be there in time. You're not activity, you don't have to run around. You have no heart to sit there. Oy lanu miyoy madin, Oy lanu miyoy matichecho. The guy is tired and the end of davening in Shachris, it happens a lot, yeah, he comes off his tefillin early. He's tired, yeah? Then he schmoozes for 2 hours, yeah? He forgot that he's tired. Hashem will tell him, Vasa Gishem, are you tired for me? Yeah? The guy says he sits and learns, he falls asleep, yeah? But when he reads a book, he doesn't realize until it comes 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah? Oy lo numi yoy, that's like Besalevi. Oy lo numi yoy madin, oy lo numi yoy matichecho. A person could be sometimes an animal. Fazich. He's busy here. But when he needs, he knows exactly to be in the right place. This is what Yosef. So Levi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show every person. Every person he will show him. Exactly, he will show him. Think, Vasmidos. He will show every person exactly what he did. One has been. The brothers, for 22 years, they were sure that they were right and Yosef is wrong. Right? And in 1 minute, everything flipped. Yosef is right for 22 years and they wrong for 22 years. A person sometimes for years thinks that he's right. He was pregan yenem, not behaving right to this one, not behaving right to this one. Years! When he comes up to the Shemaim, he'll realize he was wrong. He was wrong. All of his shittas were wrong. A person cannot have what to answer. Others of Chaim Shalevi is not upshot. That he was mesupik, why they don't believe him? Look at the next pasuk. Vayomer Yosef, Elechov kshuno elai, veigoshu. Vayomer ani Yosef achichem asher mechartem moisim mitzrayim. So Rashi says, Hero and Milo. So the Mefarshim explain like this. Yeah, the brothers lo yochlu la'anos, they got quiet. Yosef was not sure why they quiet. They're scared from him or they just don't believe him. They made up a whole story. They wanted to go to the father. Yosef says, I'm your brother. Yeah, he was, they know he was, he likes Midyamin. Yeah, this is very close there. Yeah. He loved to get with the father. Here's the lost brother, I'm the lost brother. Here, the story is over. So Yosef was misupik if they don't believe him. Or they're just scared. So he told them these things. I love you. So don't be scared. Chazal say that they were mashbiah, even the Shechina, that no one is allowed to be megal that they saw Yosef. Even the Shechina was not megal bo hakeidesh to Yankev, that was mechiras Yosef. The only one that can know it is Yosef. So this is what he told him. If because you don't believe me, I'm telling you. Ani Yosef asher mechartem oisi lemitzrayim. So the pasuk weiter. Vayipol al tzavor yivo aviv vayev ubinyom yivoch al tzavor. Pasuk of days. Likulam nosan leish chalifo ismolois. Ulobinyamin nosan shloishmo is kesef v'chomesh chalifo is smolos. So there's two votes in it that I want to say. As one vote, Chazal say, why gave Binyamin five? Chazal say, is aloch elo oilom al yishan le'odom bonom b'ben abonim. You see, Yosef had a special clothes and the brothers were mekamehim. So we learn, as we speak in Memhei Pasuk of Beis. So we learn that a person is not allowed to give one kid more from different. Look what happened by Yosef. Frek de Gemore. Sufas mit Binyamin. So Yosef himself, he's the one that suffered from the fact that he got more from everyone else. He's the one that goes to give his brother five suits. Everyone got one suit, and he gave his brother five suits. So the Gemore, he wanted a meramis to him that Mordechai will come out from him. That he was wearing five. So he was meramis to him that Mordechai will come out. Ish Yamini. Frank the Goyen, but the question is, Lemaisi was Meshana. What? It's already over. And it says Khalifas Babinyamin, it says with Avdov. It says he gave him five suits that were worth the price of one good suit. So what is the Gemara's question? But the beginning, so what is the point? What is the point? Yeah, I think one good suit is better with five shlacha suits. Yeah, that's like in the beginning. What? What is better? One good suit or five shlacha suits? This is what the Gemara meant to say. And for the Gemara, no, it was a point that he gave five to Meramis to him that he will have Mordechai that will come out of him for five kids and five clothes. The Melech could be the same price. Before the Gemara knew a reason, it's not to say he gave them Chmetz. What was the point? That's not the Gemara. He was not Meshameh. He gave five because it was a point to five. Now, as the price, so for sure the price was less. But I saw that there's a sefer from Rav Hirsch, and it was Rav in Newcastle. I saw last year, he says, Gival. He has a kasha. He doesn't go with his vote of the goy. I think if he's a goy, maybe the kasha is not a kasha. But he says, he asks on the Gemara. The Gemara says that he gave Binyamin five suits to show him that he will, Mordechai will come, that he will be lovush, b'malchus, t'cheles v'chu, v'gaman, v'ashoni, v'ayir shoshan, tz'ahola v'samecho, yeah? Afrei, l'chure, it's only four. Because one anyway, everyone gets. Where Binyamin sees that Mordechai that will have five suits will come up? He only gave them X to four.
Yeah.
So what is the right of Mordechai will come up from him that will have five?
It's a bigger problem. It's not the derech of a melech to go with cheap suits.
everything here was expensive, don't worry. Yeah, as if like, so the filigon is not shver, because it's not that he gave extra. The fact that he divided it to five showed that point. But he says no. What? You're saying chal mishkan kash. It's under the mahalach. But I like the mahalach. Learn the gemara like. I'm saying, this is a like the mahalach. Nice, it was fine. Yeah, but betivkeit is a kasha. Now, betivkeit, if it's a goyen, it's not a kasha. Yeah, but behel and divra goyen. Yeah, so maybe. Yeah, I hate him hard. Could be also. Yeah. So now, what Yosef thought? You know, could be Yosef thought like you. Yeah. I don't want the shayla here. If here you have to learn it like learning teicha, you have to do what Yosef thought. Yeah, also nice. Yeah, nice. It's also teicha. So he says, that all of the brothers, he deserved, he owed them a suit. Because Chazal say, look in the end of Pasha's way, look it. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Mandal Yud Gimel. Why he gave suits? He says, Pasha, what's trying to get him suits? He says, they tore the clothes. They didn't have clothes. What are they saying? You know, yes, he loves his brother. You know, take a new suit. Go to Max Expense and take a suit, yeah? What's the other shot? They tore the clothes. Pasha says it. Now, the Maizu, Yosef was in Begrome. Because the Maizu said, they stopped for the clothes. It was no Gdeve. They were tore the clothes. Now, Binyamin didn't tear his clothes because he was claiming that he's not a Ganon. If he would tear his clothes, so Binyamin didn't tear his clothes. So Binyamin, he really didn't owe a suit. The Melech considered he gave him five suits. That's the vote. Binyamin, that he got five suits. What is better, your pshat or his pshat? Hey, what is better? The Maisa. What is Eric Shabbos? Zog the pasuk. Pasuk perek memhei pasuk chavav. Ve'yagidu lo leimer oid Yosef chai v'chu ha-moyshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'yofeg libo kilo yehem. So, I heard from my shver last week, b'shem Reb Ella Lopyan. They told them, oid Yosef chai. Hashoyim b'chayem k'ruim meisim. He told him, Yosef is a chai. Hu moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And he's the king in Mitzrayim. V'yofeg libo kilo yehem. Sikeni zayin. To live in such a sviva. Zuhamu from Mitzrayim. If you tell like Yosef and stay at tzaddik, it's impossible. It's not shaykh. If you see a guy who has bad friends, it's not shaykh that he's a good bacher. In a bad dira, it's not shaykh that he's a good bacher. that mesibas is not shaykh that he's a good bacher. If he dreads with a bad arilum, it's not shaykh that he's a good bacher. By yofeg lichbei ki lo yehemi. By yudavu elo viskol divre yosef asher divre aleyem, vayares ha'agolos. Chazal said that he was maraber egla arufa. Even with bad friends, you can lektach and maver latzadi. Even in a bad situation. As a lektach lochin lerman, mitere. Nish mit avoida, nish mit dancing, nish mit all the zachen. Well, then you can't believe. Yeah, I can dance. Tovim melech Yisrael, chai v'kayim, bizmolgin, yeah? All different songs, you know. Shir nefesh, nishpora, gomish. Don't believe. If he's with a bad crowd, don't believe. Vayor aziz akabele. Vayor fegil kuboy kilo yeh. You can't steig in a bad chavre. Aber as a lektach in lerman, vayar as a gomish. Sholach Yosef, lo say sorry. Natichri ruach yakiv avi. There's a chance. With lektach in lerman, there's a chance. Hayomer Yisrael, posuk chofres, Rav od Yosef v'ni chai, elcho ve'erenu b'terem omus. As we see, it's an Indian to see. So over my side, I had a chavusa once. Of Rom Segal, she was in Brachmanheim. His grandmother was very, 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 very sick. And they didn't have money. The father wanted to go to America to see his mother and mother before she dies. The man said the money came in a cheshbon with Mandelzach. Yeah. So they didn't know if to spend the money for a ticket. So they went to ask him Shlomo Zalman if it's an Indian to see the mother. She's going to die. It's an Indian to see her. So he said, Zach HaPasuk, El Chaveh Erhenu B'Tarem Amos. It's an Indian to see us before he dies. But, Zakta, it's only if the mother will recognize you. If the mother, in that case, the mother was really lost conscious. Rosh Hashanah said it's not in you. Say, if you have extra money, you're chavish. But if you don't have extra money, it's time to go. So you shock it in. It's in Rosh Hashanah. פסוק בייס, ויאמר אלוהים לישראל במרויס הלילה, ויאמר יעקב, יעקב, ויאמר הנני. מה זה במרויס הלילה? מה זה במרויס הלילה? משכוח מסל זמות נזח, אברום אבינו, it says once במרויס הלילה, השם ספורקתם, יצחק השתית מרויס הלילה, יעקב is the one that dreams, והנה חלום, סולון מוצב ארצו, ורואי שמגיע השמיימו, במארס הלילה, כן, he also had normal נבואס. But what happened that he gets this kind of נבואס? זוג במשכוחמה, both places it was when he was away and the way to go out to חוץ לארץ. And both places he had נבואה and the dream. Why? The לילה is the גולס, the חוישך, the יובה. Hashem wanted to show him, even in the גולס, I will be with you. חזר עשה יורדו כלל ישראל לבובל יורדו שכינו עמוה ומילא במריס הלילה and this is the עמק אברום תיקן תפילה שחריס יצחוק תיקן תפילה סמינכה צריך גם משכוח מיעקב תיקן תפילה סערביס יעקב is the one that went to the Golus so he had specially in the middle of the night in the middle of the sleep when everything is dark and deep in sleep and the voice comes The same thing, the halacha is, Ein ha-nevuah shoyro al novi b'chutz l'oretz, only if he was already nisnab in Eretz Yisrael, so it's shoyro b'chutz l'oretz. Same thing it says, that ma'ariv is k'neged evorim v'vdorim, that shnisrofim kol ha-layla. You can't be makir with korban by night. But if the korban was by day, you could carry on burning him by night. Same thing, the avoid of golos is, a person has to learn in his good days, when he's in a boch, when he's in a shiv, when he's shtayg. The mele keeps him going, even when he's b'layla. This is, it says in the post, Yarcho Hashem b'yom tzoro yisagev choshem eloi ke Yaakov. B'yom tzoro is yisagev choshem eloi ke Yaakov. Chazal Avramsky, every week he would learn Meshechochme. And he said, it's chelik from the Oynik Shabbos to learn Meshechochme. But Parshas V'yigash, he would like Mamash be Levedik, to learn Parshas V'yigash. He said, this shtickle, ומרויס הלילה, ומשכוח מלבית מדורך הקדש. says noch a pasuk weiter stücke pos beim sein pasuk das vayomer yakov count the words in the pasuk vayomer yakov el paro yemei shnei megurai shlosh noch was da pasuk das vayomer paro yakov kamo yemei shnei chayecho היום יעקב אל פרעה, ימי שני מגור השלוש ומאשון לו מעט ורואים לו ימי שני חי ולא השיגו את ימי שני חי אבו ישראל בימי מגור היום. So how much words we have in these two psukim? זוג דאסקי, פשט. לפי שרואו זוקן מועיל בשער וסרוישי וסקונו לבונס מרוי וזקנו, שולקן, והוא ענו ימי מגור השלישי ומאשונו מעט ורואים. אלא מתוך רואה של קופצה להזקנו. מדרש בשור שאומר יעקב, מעט ורואים, אומר להקדיש ברוך, ואני מלתיכו מאיסוף ומלובון. החזרתי לכו דינו, גם יוסף. ואתו מצרים על חייכו שמעט ורואים? חייכו שמניין הטבע שיש מן ויומר עד בימי מגורי כך יחסרו משניסכו שלא תיחי ככה יצחק וביכו והם למד ג' טבע ובמניין הזה נחסרו מחייו שר יצחק חי קוף פה 180 שונו ויעקב לחי אלו קוף ממזיין 147. So how much words are in the pasuk?
33.
Count it already? Very slow. What? I don't know how slow. What? Count from the bottom. Count from the bottom. So how much? 33? Both pasukim.
Yeah.
So because Frank and Chaim Shmulevitz, you ask, what, from where to start the count? We have to start the count with the answer. Yemei shnei megurai shleishu mea shon aroyim vamei. But what Pauli asked him, you count the words of Pauli? His answer, every word is a chet. But what Pauli asked him?
It's 25.
What? What Pauli asked? What? The second person? Yeah? What? If he would look besimcha, if he would look young, if he would accept it differently, Pauli would never ask him why he looks so old. So it was a tviya in him that he accepted life in such a matter that he looked so old that that power could ask him. And maybe it was a tviya. Was a tviya in Yaakov that you look like that, that power could have asked you why you look so old. But I heard a vote. I don't remember from who. But I heard it in the vision of Zedayan. Said, Givaldi Givaldi. Said if someone will ask, someone the Moshe comes into the room. There was a mice who came into the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim said, there was an old lady, she came from Sabrocha, she was very sick. It was a lady, she had to have a baby, it was a problem. He came to the Chofetz Chaim from Sabrocha. Chofetz Chaim said, Ribbono Shel Olam, you helped me so much. You helped me to write Mishnah. Hashem, you were so nice to me. You helped me to write Likutei Halachos. Hashem, you're so nice to me. You helped me to write Chofetz Chaim. Hashem, you're so nice to me. You helped me to write Shmuel Salosh. Hashem, you helped me so much to write Machane Yisrael. Hashem, help me one more time. This little lady needs your help. Please help her. How we will do? Hashem, I've written Mishnah Berurah. Hashem, I've written Chofetz Chaim. I've written Machane Yisrael. Please, you know. This is the difference, yeah? This is the difference. Please understand, you don't want Hashem to help you drag Chofetz Chaim. This is that Shkofet. So the Yankee, this is what the Pesuk says, Me'altichu me'eisov u'milovon, Hichzalti l'chodino. What is that? For sure, Yankee was aiming the Nisayin of Eisov, the Nisayin of Lovon. But all this is Chazde Hashem. You say, Roim from Me'at v'Roim. We're finished with one revolt. Says in Perek Mem Zayin Posuk Yudbeis, Vayichalkel Yosef es Oviv es Ochi es Kol beis Oviv lechem lefi ataf. and gave him to eat. Pasuk Yud Zayin says, "Vayivu es miknayim vayitan em Yosef lechem basusim bek miknay lachamoyim vaynalim balechem bechol hashon miknayim bashon ahi." It was a nice one. They had vada yeshivas. They were collecting money for the yeshivas. Some of the people were giving them money. They wanted that the yeshivas would be a bit more tzioni. So Zalman Salosin got up. He said, "What is the difference?" The brother says, "Vaychalkel Yosef." Mitzrayim says, "Vaynalim balechem." A brother, you're not menal him when you give him food. You're just mechalkel him. Let him to live his life. Just give him. Some people, you menal him. You know, you give him food, you give money, but you run the show. A brother, you don't run the show. You just give him food. When you give tzedakah, you don't give tzedakah and you come to control the issue that you give tzedakah for. Good job.
Which one does the shver go under?
What?